senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening, whether you downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, whether you're listening live, hey, what's up, or whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, however the fuck you're listening to us, holy crap, thank you so much for doing so. Lovely day here, kind of, after the kind of shit weather we had.
Right. We had rain.
Apologies to the rest of the country that's experiencing actual weather.
Yeah,
like, we're just bitching about, you know, 50s. But we had really bad. There was tornadoes in Florida, you know.
I think in Alaska, it's -3 today.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Does it matter at that point? I mean, my God, it sucks.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee little commissione and doesn't cost you anything.
But at 1 degree, how does Celsius work? What does 1 Celsius mean? 100 is boiling?
It's like, I don't know, 3 or 4 degrees, something like that, because it's 0 is 32. Right.
So 0 is freezing in Celsius.
Yeah. Fahrenheit, I've heard say by people that give a shit and use, you know, temperature conversions like scientists and stuff like that, that Fahrenheit is a shit way of measuring temperature.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the Kong toy. I'll get your coffee.
Well, I will say, oh, thank you very much. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a wee little tiny little taste of big. Hey, big ups to Amazon and all the big ass real retailers out there. You know what I learned at Amazon? That they get so many returns. There's so much return shit at Amazon that sometimes they don't even look through it. They just immediately sell it. And sometimes what they can't sell just get shoved immediately into a landfill while it's still wrapped up in shit.
There's also people that take advantage of that. I saw that nefarious people who just send back a box full with a brick in it.
Oh,
they keep the product.
Good. Oh yeah, don't take any of Amazon's fucking money. That is insane. That is crazy. Jeez, man. And here's Walmart over here. More people that work there are on food stamps than any other employer, but yet they take in the most food stamps. There's nothing to see there, by the way.
Right.
Fucking nuts.
I did that. You can message us on X. We're still hanging in on Elon's Daily Stormer Light.
9!
And let us see what's going on in the headlines today, and then we'll get to the shit that I picked.
Right.
To talk about.
Okay.
But John Schneider is trending. What did that asshole say
John
or
Schneider
do?
John Schneider is the guy who was Bo Luke in the Dukes of Hazzard, correct?
Yes.
So
I had to think about it. You knew his character? I had to think about it for a second.
You listen, man, when I was a kid, people were way into the Dukes of Hazzard.
I was way into the Dukes of Hazzard. I mean,
they were cool. They used bow and arrows with dynamite wrapped around the arrow to kill people rather than guns.
I mean,
and
the crazy driving out in the country, occasionally shooting firearms, and shit like that is the stuff I did.
And it's anti-law enforcement.
A little bit of.
The bad guys in the Dukes of Hazzard, of course, well, we're probably everyone in real life, but the bad, bad guys were the cops. And the cops were the corrupt ones.
Cartoonishly, yes.
And they
also, and somehow it was the heroes, we were okay with them shooting arrows with sticks of dynamite attached.
And we were okay with them having the rebel flag on top of their, the fucking, whatever that day. Well, what kind of car was that?
General Lee.
What was that? Well, the car was even named the
Charger,
General Lee.
Wasn't it?
It's like we have this infinite universe in which we live under, and the people that wrote the Dukes of Hazzard were like, we have to call it a General Lee, and it has to have the Confederate flag. Those two choices are a go.
I forget what year. It was like a 70 Charger, maybe?
I don't know.
Now I have to look it up.
Yeah. But it isn't it odd that it's like...
69 Dodge Charger.
It's like those two things. They could have called the car anything.
One of my best friends in high school had a 72 Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
With a big fat engine in it. And I learned many of my crazy driving techniques in that car.
It's amazing you're not pulling a Stephen Hawking in here right now.
What do you mean? Well, having an orgy in Epstein Island?
Oh, no. Excuse me. Well, I mean, did he really participate in the orgy? I mean, someone had to animate him in some sort of way. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I hope there were no underage girls involved, but because otherwise.
But there was someone there to push or pull.
Go Stephen, I guess.
You know.
But if there were underage girls involved,
right,
of course.
Right.
Horrific.
Of course. I'm going to go get my coffee.
I forgot your coffee. I apologize. I was on Kong duty. The headlines over to the commie pinko liberal feet, HuffPo. What's going on, Shelby? Oh, that freaked Shelby out.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, no. Breaking news. Christie out, it says.
It was as if he was never there anyway. Give it up to Chris Christie, everybody. We really don't know how he polled during those primaries because it was all within the margin of fucking error.
Chris Christie is expected to announce that he is suspending his presidential campaign tonight. And yet another sign the Republican resistance to frontrunner Donald Trump is melting away as the former president barrels towards his party's nomination.
Wow. Good job. Mission accomplished. You raised your Q rating, I guess. So when that dumb book that you're writing that I can't imagine four people in the country would even read. Who would even read it? Why? I guess. I only assume
I think he's looking for a TV job. I really do.
Yeah.
I think
that makes sense.
I think he's hoping he's going to show up on one of the TV shows with his own.
Can I just say this to... The people of Morning Joe that took Chris Christie's that had him interviewed him and you treated him like a normal person, pretend and with this bullshit narrative he was pushing that he was a Republican that wanted to help the country by quote unquote taking down Trump, fail, and how dare you believe this fuck? Chris Christie is a big fat fascist just like all these other fucks on that stage. There's nothing different about that guy, except he says poo-poo words about the great leader. That's it. That don't matter because, let's see, again, how is he polling? Within the margin of error, he does not fucking matter.
Well, and which of the policies that Trump enacted was Chris Christie against?
None of them.
Exactly.
Absolutely none of them. He is an anti-homophobe, anti-trans fuck, just like any other fucking fascist out there. He's, you know.
The former New Jersey governor had been a long shot candidate in the Republican primary, struggling to break above single digits in polls of the contest while attempting to undermine Trump's stronghold on the GOP.
Yes.
He faced pressure to end his campaign and endorse former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
Who gives a shit?
In a bid to boost her chances of winning the New Hampshire primary in January 23rd, coming up, where Trump still leads in the polls, of course.
By how much in the New Hampshire primary?
I don't know. Let's look. I'll look that up.
Who is Chris Christie supporting? Where are you throwing your margin of error level of support to?
Where's your family vote going?
Yeah. God. What a joke. Congratulations on your big, dumb fucking campaign that did absolutely fucking nothing. Hopefully,
Nikki
you'll get
Haley
a job
gaining.
On- Let's hear it.
In New Hampshire.
Let's hear it.
She's only down 7 points.
Oh, wow. Good job, Nikki. Wow.
To Trump. Trump still holds lead with the backing of 39%, but Nikki is up to 32.
Mm.
The rest of the field lags far behind in the poll with Chris Christie. Oh, he had double digits. He had 12%.
Yes. Oh, wow, Chris. Good job.
But if those people will go to Haley.
Yeah, that's true. I mean.
Suddenly Trump's not winning the poll anymore. Yeah. Vivek's still hanging in there. Oh my God, at 8%. You know what that means?
He's not allowed anywhere.
That means DeSantis is in fourth.
Mm.
You're forgetting
God.
About him.
I forget. How can I forget about Buttonfinger?
Our scumbag Jesus. Governor here is at 5%.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, bathing in the misery of the greatest. Ron DeSantis
it's
is
the
spectacular.
Greatest. He's the greatest. I mean, he is just, where is, I really, and I mean this in a, you know, in different movies like Westworld or, you know, Westworld, how you could tell if they were a robot, you could just like cut into their skin and see the little wires.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah.
Can someone check this guy? Is he a robot? I mean it.
They need to really work on them.
No, I feel like Joe Biden. Is he a robot? No, I mean it. I'm serious.
I'm
really
seriously,
mean it.
Seriously. That's what I mean. I'm talking about it. I'm being honest.
He's being honest.
Former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley has trimmed former President Donald Trump's lead in the primary race in New Hampshire to single digits,
ooh.
According to a new CNN poll.
Right. Who here can define if they do they like slavery? Do any of the people leading the Republican primary have an opinion on slavery they want to share?
Support for Haley has risen 12 points since the last poll in November.
What is wrong with this fucking country? This lunatic, Nikki Haley, says this whacked out, like, explanation of the Civil War and why she thinks it happened and shit.
Oh, but it's Republicans. They don't
but
care about that.
But doesn't mention slavery.
They don't care about that.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Her opponents, including Trump, have seen their numbers remain stable or tick slightly downward. Her support has grown dramatically among those voters registered as undeclared. New Hampshire's term for independent registrants. She's up 18 points with that group since November.
Wow.
It's also grown 20 points among those who are ideologically moderate, they say.
She is not.
But not at all.
Ideologically moderate. She is a horrible little fascist.
Those gains come amid a push for her campaign in the state, including an endorsement. Oh, well, this is important. From New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, who never polled above like 1%.
Give it up for the Margin of Error Club, everybody. Everybody is in the Margin of Error Club. What the fuck? Losers.
A little more than 4 in 10 likely primary voters are undeclared voters who plan to vote in the GOP primary.
You know,
about 1/3 describe themselves as moderates.
I guess people think that Biden has a better chance. He pulls better against Trump than Nikki Haley in a general. I mean, God, you know, if Nikki Haley, she's not, wait a second. I sound like the fucking CNN. Nikki Haley is not taking out Schindler in the primary. That is not happening. I was just saying if she did, that would be great. That would be great because then we would be done with him.
Yeah, unlikely, but.
Well, we're never going to be done with him.
But it's good to see a little bit of a contest. Just ask Ted Cruz how that went.
Well, you know, I think that's I think the contest, that'll actually help Trump's chances if it's closer, because then the news will for sure not say one thing about what he wants to do when he's in office, because it's all going to be Steve Kornacki mad instead of what any of these people are going to do to us.
By the way, John Schneider is not the John Schneider. It's a different one who they're thinking will be the next head coach of the Seahawks after they got rid of Pete Carroll.
God, is that, do I sound like an asshole when I literally say, who literally gives a flying shit?
Everybody, you know,
that's on Twitter or X.
something like a ridiculous number. I want to say like 45 out of the 50 top television shows last year were football games.
Oh my God. I mean, I enjoy
football is great.
I enjoy football, but you know, it's, you know why I don't think I properly enjoy it. Have you ever watched people that gamble watch football?
Well, yes.
Dude, they watch that game like nobody, like they
say, I used to work in an Irish bar. Oh God.
I feel like when I watch football, I'm like, I know other people are enjoying this a lot more than me because I don't have, you know, $10,000 riding on this game. Or maybe they're not enjoying it.
The Drudge Report, let's see what's going on over there.
Nine!
The headline says, jeez. Oh, Christy out, not endorsing anyone.
Who gives a shit? Oh, God. Hey, Chris, you know what I remember that I thought was amazing? I mean, when you closed that bridge, I was like, God, this guy.
He didn't have anything to do with that.
Oh, that,
man.
I'm sorry.
He
but
didn't know anything about
allegedly,
it.
Wow. I was like, the nerve of this guy. But that beach thing. And when they got you from the aerial shot, I mean, my God. And I think it's. What was the highest he polled in this dumb fucking.
Who?
Chris Christie, this dumb fucking. Former governor, wherever the fuck.
You know, like teens somewhere.
That's amazing, Chris, because you literally closed a beach because of bacterial levels, and then your whole family showed up there like you were Vladimir fucking Putin or something. I mean, that is truly, like, I think a Russian-level totalitarian move. That I
they still use that, him sitting in that lawn chair.
There's nothing like that. But no one has done anything like that. And I will defend it. No one has. Come at me with another example. You can't. That is insane. He closed a whole beach. He took it. And then he went. And then he went to it.
So those are the headlines at the HuffPo and the Drudge Repo.
You know, I mean, something like that should make, you know, satirical podcasts and people at the Onion just shudder, just close down. What's the point anymore? This guy literally is a joke. He closed the beach because of quote unquote bacteria and then went there for himself, for his whole family.
Those are your headlines. Also in the news, my favorite headline of the day, Hunter Biden.
Yes.
Made a surprise visit to a Capitol Hill hearing.
Woo!
This is Associated Press. Stirring a political frenzy as Republicans were taking the first step toward holding President Joe Biden's son in contempt of Congress for defying a congressional subpoena.
Subpoena.
The arrival of the president's son at the Oversight Committee, sitting in the audience with his legal team, including attorney Abby Lowell, sent the panel that is working to impeach President Biden into chaos.
Yes,
of course, it's Republican.
And I read this, and they all behaved like fucking assholes. And I swear to God, they are not going to be happy until something horrible happens to Hunter Biden from some lunatic right-wing nut job or someone.
One Republican representative, Nancy Mace, who's batshit, of South Carolina, insisted that Hunter Biden be quickly arrested. Arrest him immediately.
Is that why that is trending on Twitter? Arrest him?
Oh, probably. Oh, I didn't see. God. It's not trending on the one I looked at. But
what the fuck is wrong with these people? I mean,
Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called him a coward as he left during her remarks. Oh, he just walked out on her bullshit.
Jeez.
I think Nancy Mace said, you don't have any balls to Hunter Biden.
When he
showed up and he is more than willing, let's remind everyone, to testify in public on TV for everyone to see, for the world to see. And the Republicans are holding him in contempt because he won't come in and testify behind closed doors in secret so that they can edit the tape and only cherry pick the words and the answers that they want to feed to their drooling moron base.
What a bunch of fucking idiots. And I read that Marjorie Taylor Greene said that, and then she was like, aw, she like mocked him and made like a baby sound or something. It's like, who are these people? I'm looking forward to when Marjorie Taylor Greene is Secretary of State. That's going to be fun for everyone, isn't it?
They're all such trash.
Listen to me. She is going
She's going to be the UN ambassador.
No, she'll be Secretary of State. She's right there. She's in the nucleus of it all.
She has no foreign
so what?
Policy experience. He's going to make Melania Secretary of State.
She didn't give a shit. She'll turn it down. She doesn't want to do anything.
Oh, Melania trending, meanwhile.
Yeah.
Trump is asking for a delay in tomorrow's closing arguments so he can be with Melania while she mourns her mother's passing. R.I.P. to her mother.
Oh, who fucking cares, you dumb fascist. Enjoy. No, Trump really doesn't give it. I bet Trump doesn't know Melania's mother's fucking name.
Well, there are some people there here who are very uncivil. There, a lot of them are responding to Ivanka's post.
I am deeply saddened by the passing of Melania's beloved mother.
You know,
Amalia Knobs, a remarkable woman who brought immense joy and love into the lives all around her. Her spirit, strength, and compassion will be profoundly missed, but lives on in the hearts of all those whose lives she touched so dearly. Blah, blah, blah. God,
Vanker. Jesus Christ.
And there are several responses of the picture of Melania wearing the I don't really care to you jacket.
Yes! Yes! She doesn't give a fuck. And by the way, Trump doesn't give a fuck about mourning for anyone because if you remember correctly, do you remember these horrible stories about how he talked to people who lost their family members? How military
family? Oh, yeah.
And then how he talked about those Gold Star family members at the Republican National Convention? Wasn't that it? How he shat on them. He disrespected them, and we're supposed to sit here think that he gives a shit about this funeral of Melania's parents. He doesn't fucking care.
This person says, I'm so sorry, but I'm sure she'll have a lovely spot in the bushes at Bedminster.
Yes. We're not supposed to be sad when the fascists die, by the way. No one is allowed to be sad when the fucking fascists die. Right?
Oh, this is very uncivil. Did your dad push her down the stairs like he did to your mother? Will she be buried on a golf course so the Trump crime family can get another tax break like the one you got for Ivana? How many classified documents will be buried with her? I have so many questions.
You know what should be? Yes, I have so many questions too. Hashtag dig her up. Dig them all up. Let's find out what's shoved in the orifices of these dead fucking fascists that are buried at the golf course. I don't know, maybe Ivana's not a fascist, right? We don't know that she is. But she did marry someone that slept next to, who had like, do you think that bothered her ever?
Well, she was the first wife, so I mean,
how long has Trump been a little Russian asset, you think?
Oh, who the fuck knows? A long time, I mean.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's thoughts and prayers to Melania.
Wasn't her dad the KGB head, whatever it is in Hungary or wherever the fuck,
the Slovenia. Equivalent of Slovenia's KGB. He was the head of
God
in the day when it was still in the Soviet Union. So
God damn,
take that from what it is. I'm sure he's a wonderful guy.
You know how Trump complained during when he was president about the shithole countries. Remember that?
No, I'm sorry. Melania wear a top to the funeral? And there's a picture of her with her tits out. You know, one of her modeling shots.
I mean, I'm never forgiving her for showing up to that the funeral of Rosalynn Carter. What a nice woman she was. Nice person. No, excuse me. She did not wear black.
She did.
She did.
She didn't have a black coat. She had a black dress.
But it was under the coat that wasn't black. It was under the coat that wasn't
gray
black.
And black.
So then she didn't wear black.
It was gray and black.
How dare you? How dare you show up? You bring your nasty Nazi vibes. Someone sat you next to Michelle Obama. Oh, boy, that made my stomach turn. Who did that? Do not sit the Trumps next to Michelle. What the fuck? Oh, do you remember that?
Yeah.
She stood next to Michelle at Rosalynn Carter's funeral. Who in the fuck is responsible for that shit?
Well,
I want them fired.
They were in order of
what?
It was the order of first ladies.
I bet Barack lost his shit when he saw that. He probably got on the phone to his Secret Service people. Was like, who the fuck is watching Michelle, and why is she sitting next to that fucking Nazi?
No, he's a bigger person.
He's worried about
his
wife.
So is Michelle. They're bigger people.
You're worried about your wife because she's sitting next to a Nazi.
Why did I just get a weird notice on my computer about a closed road on
Jesus.
Bayfront Parkway? For those in Pensacola, Bayfront's closed right now. It's the exit heading north off of the bridge.
It's a deep state.
Onto 17th Avenue is closed. Oh, that's a clusterfuck.
The deep state's out.
That's under the bridge, right?
That's
under
Graffiti Bridge.
Under Graffiti Bridge. It might be flooded.
Yeah, it probably is.
Elsewhere in the news, thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through the...
Hashtag not a drag queen, by the way. That's just our infrastructure. You know what I mean? We have the shittiest infrastructure in ever. And what are we worried about? Drag queens. What are drag queens doing?
God, I gotta get off Twitter.
Yeah. What is it?
It's just a lot of people making fun of Chris Christie.
Oh, let's see.
Being very uncivil.
Well, that's good. I love that.
A lot of visuals.
What's he gonna do now that he has all this time free to write a kid's book? That's what Newt Gingrich did, which I thought was fucked up. Remember that? He wrote a children's book. I was like, why is he doing that?
Talking about grooming.
Yeah. Goddamn, please stop it. Is he alive? Did he fucking die here? Newt.
No, he's still around.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So back to the committee meeting. Margie, let's see. The committee was there to discuss and vote on a resolution to find Hunter in contempt for Congress for not adhering to a subpoena late last year, which it says, while the meeting kicked off with theatrics, ranking member Jamie Raskin eventually began his scathing opening statement.
Yes.
Margie Green quickly interrupted, saying, I have an inquiry. Raskin protested. Comer said, state your point. Jeez. She said, Mr. Chairman, don't we have House rules and committee rules regarding subpoenas and then the rules about having hearings and having questions with the witnesses that must be followed? This is the transcript.
Jesus. Madam Secretary, future Madam Secretary, do you know nothing?
Raskin said, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to reclaim my time. As the three began to speak over each other, Raskin added, we could just interrupt each other with an inquiry. Green then insisted that Comer read the rules for a deposition to the committee, which he did.
Yes.
Raskin again protested to finish his statement, which Comer allowed him an additional 30 seconds. Oh, that's so nice of him. Yeah. Comer eventually cut him off, telling him his time has expired. Comer said, do any other members wish to be heard? Chair recognizes Ms. Mays from South Carolina.
God.
This idiot. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Comer, first of all, my first question is, who bribed Hunter Biden to be here today? That's my first question. Second question, you are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring our congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? You have no balls to come up here.
You know, I think if any Republican wins, I think the Bidens should all leave town and the Obamas. These people are fucking nuts.
Jared Moskowitz from Florida, a Democrat, spoke over this asshole and said, if the gentlelady wants to hear from Hunter Biden, we can hear from him right now. Mr. Chairman, let's take a vote and hear from Hunter Biden. What are you afraid of?
Damn.
And May said, I'm speaking. Comer's yelling, order, order.
What the fuck is wrong with the GOP? They're so fucked up.
Then May said, I think that Hunter Biden should be arrested right here, right now, and go straight to jail. Our nation is founded on the rule of law.
Woo.
After some more shouting, Andy Biggs, even Andy Biggs.
God, I've forgotten about
Republican
him.
Shithead of Arizona, chastised the decorum of his colleagues.
Well, I mean, listen, Andy. What do you want, motherfucker?
Even Andy Biggs was like, what the hell is this turning into?
Well, look, you're doing it. You got a special counsel looking into Hunter Biden. I mean, there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing there. He wants to speak to you in public, doesn't want to in private.
Right, and you notice they didn't answer when the guy from Florida said, well, we can hear right now.
Yeah. Why
let's
not?
Take a vote. Let's have him testify right now. You want him to testify? He's here to testify. But they obviously don't. They want him to be deposed on camera,
yes,
behind closed doors,
yes,
so that they can edit.
And listen, I get it, Hunter. I don't want to be behind closed doors with these fucking Republicans either. They are very creepy. I'm not going in a room with Matt Gaetz. You can go fuck off. I mean, I think I'm a little old for him, but still. I don't want to be alone with these Republicans. I get it. I get it.
So that's, you know, what the Republicans are busy doing to help the country.
Yay! We're going to shut down. Well, maybe not right away. They fixed that, apparently. There's a war in Ukraine.
Oh, no, they still might.
Oh, okay.
I think they made a deal.
Yeah, yeah, they fixed it.
But
I thought they fixed it.
Well, but what's his face? Johnson could be getting the axe soon.
No, because, well, yeah. Well, sorry. God, that guy is the most unlikable. I mean, he is so weird. He you know what? He looks like, he's like if Stephen Colbert's character wasn't a character, it was just who he was. Remember that character?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you remember that, though?
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
I feel like that's who that is. It's like, it's that's why the Colbert Show wouldn't work now, because the joke is walking around.
One person said, Republicans forgot that Hunter is a lawyer. He was smart enough to file a motion to testify publicly. The DOJ now has no grounds to prosecute because he's complied with the subpoena. He will testify. So they can't even, they probably can't even,
you can't do anything.
Get the DOJ to convict him.
They forgot he's a lawyer, of course, because what is Hunter Biden to these people anymore? He's just a trope.
Right, right.
They don't know. This is absolutely crazy.
Also in the news this beautiful Wednesday.
Yeah.
Even here in Florida.
Right.
Where the fascists are running things.
I mean, don't you think these people like Hunter should be worried about their safety with these lunatic right-wing nut jobs running around with these crazy ideas of who Hunter Biden is? I mean, I can't imagine what the idiots that sit at the end of these bars in West Pensacola think. Like, if I had to say, who is Hunter Biden? Well, he's Biden's son that does X, Y, and Z. I mean, do they think he's like some terrorist?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He should be. It's treason. See, he was selling secrets and selling influence with the president. They should both be rounded up and hanged for treason.
They don't even know. They don't even know anything. They're just angry and stupid.
And so, again, because the gentle lady from Georgia, I know is such an advocate for women's rights, as she mentioned, and is so concerned about grooming, and apparently we don't have any standards here anymore. Again, I just want to remind my colleagues, because, you know, I don't want them to forget about hypocrisy.
Moskowitz has a 3x4 picture of Trump with Epstein.
Ah, okay? Yes.
I don't want them to forget about hypocrisy. But, you know, Donald Trump was asked about Jeffrey Epstein. And when he was asked, he said, you know, Jeffrey likes him young. Well, how did the president know that? How did he know that Jeffrey Epstein likes him young? Perhaps some people are saying he was there, since you're so concerned, right? But again, I bring this up not to make jest. I bring it
point
up,
of order, Mr. Chairman.
I bring it up I thought we weren't going to interrupt.
We're going to stop the clock. We did this with Ms. Okay. Green. State your point.
Yeah, I'm just curious about the impugning of the former president's character. That we have
to do that. He does that himself.
Basically thrown that rule out? I'm just curious. Or are we going to follow that rule?
Would you accept a pornographic photo?
Of Bill Clinton?
Yeah, we suspended the rule to the current president, but we didn't suspend it to the former president.
By the way, please, so you're making the point that we can disparage Joe Biden, but not Donald Trump. Please, make that point to the American people. Mm-hmm. Please. Bill Clinton's not running for office.
I love this guy.
This is our Congress at work, everyone. I mean, Moskowitz is awesome.
He's fucking awesome. And what
else can he do? Being faced with these profound fucking assholes.
But yeah, and it's like they're asking for it. They need this. This is the only thing that works on them to make them look stupid.
God, Marsha Blackburn. I mean. I see so many of these tweets and they think it's an own, but it's a cell phone. More than 27,000 pounds of fentanyl was seized at the border in fiscal year 2023. That's enough to kill every American 18 times.
They seized
it. The key word is seized, you fucking moron.
What if they hadn't have? Would that have been better?
God
damn it. I mean, they're seizing it. You know, they aren't serious. There's nothing. All these people want... They want power, and when they get too old to be dumb fucking politicians, I think they want to, some of these people just want to be on boards of energy companies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
We've got, the hearing that's going on.
Yes.
With the appellate court where Trump showed up. Sat there scowling.
He's angry, and
now he apparently wants some time off to be with his grieving wife.
That's so funny. Oh, I'm just actually picturing that. Let's say for one second, and I'm not alleging Melania has feelings. I'm just saying, just imagine for one second Melania sitting there on a couch or some golden couch. Upset. Who's dying in her family?
Her mother died.
Oh, her mother died. Okay. Imagine that Nazi Melania is sad about that, if you can. I know it's tough, guys. And then Donald Trump is like, hey, Melania, what's wrong? And he tries to make her feel better.
Stop right there.
I just can't see.
They're not communicating.
He
had his secretary call her secretary and issue his condolences.
Yeah.
So the arguments are bizarre and insane. This argument that anything basically a president does while president you can't go after them criminally later.
Woo!
Their argument is, well, if they're impeached and not convicted or not impeached, then no crime. They're trying to say, well, he was already tried in the Senate.
but wait. but that's kind of a weird thing to say, right? Because let's say that, I don't know, but the Senate still has to recommend that the DOJ go after a president that's impeached.
No.
And convict. They recommend it though, right?
They can. But but impeachment is a political thing. That's
my point, though.
Senate would decide if he goes or not. But criminal referrals would be the DOJ.
But again, it's like, but their reasoning doesn't make any sense because of that. Because then the Senate could recommend or not recommend, despite the impeachment. Even if the guy's impeached and removed from office, they would still have to recommend criminal charges.
Well, no, they couldn't. Is their argument.
Yeah.
Is that you can't do that. Because the president is immune. But, and get this, people came up with arguments that to follow that logically, well, then the president could kill somebody and say, well, he's doing it for the good of the country.
Right.
His scumbag Senate maybe a situation we had a couple of times over the past few years where impeachments made it to a political group of shitbags who don't care about the rule of law or the country and exonerated Trump.
Yes.
Didn't impeach him, we should say. Then we have an example of that, of why we can't live that way.
Right.
He could
right.
literally kill somebody, go up. Let's say Trump killed somebody.
Yes.
The Republicans in the Senate would be like, oh, well,
right.
We're not going to kick him out.
You know,
and that's it. So then you can't, he can't be found criminally liable later. You can't go after him is their argument. And they literally said that in court. Now
they did.
This is John Sauer, Sauer, is one of Trump's attorneys. Mm-hmm. And during one part of it, the Justice Department attorney even laughed at how absurd this argument was.
Yes.
Sauer, stunningly argued that presidents can order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate rivals. Sure he could. And if the Senate, he wasn't impeached or the Senate didn't convict, then he can't be charged criminally.
Right. And I would say that's not even a crazy scenario to use in this, for an example, based on things that, I don't know, we heard Roger Stone say. And based on things we've actually heard Trump say about extrajudicial killings, right?
Yeah. One of the judges said, and so in your view, could a president sell pardons or sell military secrets? Those are official acts, right? It's an official act to grant a pardon. It's an official act to communicate with a foreign government. And such a president would not be subject to criminal prosecution. Sauer says, the sale of pardons example is an excellent example because there were allegations about the sale of a pardon essentially when it came to President Clinton's pardon of Mark Rich and the U.S. DOJ carefully and for the very reasons we've emphasized in our briefs, decided not to prosecute President Clinton with that because it raised concerns about whether or not a president could be prosecuted for his official acts. Well, and that's bullshit.
Yes.
That wasn't the reason that they gave.
And excuse me, what about ism changing the argument? Whatever fascism that is not a very good diversion. It's like Bill Clinton. That is the dumbest argument.
So blah, 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 blah. The judge said, could a president order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival? That's an official act, an order to SEAL Team 6. Sauer said, he would have to be and would speedily be, you know, impeached and convicted before the criminal prosecution. The judge said, but there would be no criminal prosecution, no criminal liability for that. And Sauer says, Chief Justice's opinion in Marbury versus fucking Madison was 1800 something.
Jeez.
He and our Constitution, the plain language of impeachment judgment clause, all clearly presuppose that what the founders were concerned about was not. And the judge interrupted. I asked you a yes or no question. Could a president who ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival who was not impeached, would he be subject to criminal prosecution? And Sauer said, only if he were impeached and convicted first.
That's not an answer.
That's the answer. That's a no.
Right.
If he was, because the judge said he wasn't impeached.
Right.
And then Sauer says, and sale of military secrets strikes me as something that might not be held as an official act. Right. The sale of pardons is something that's come up historically and was not executed. They didn't go after Clinton is what he's saying.
Right. Right. What does that have to do with anything? Fuck this guy.
But it's patently ridiculous. And the judges were having none of it. Like, right. You know, usually, judges will play devil's advocate sometimes, but these judges were like hammering these Trump judges. Be kidding me!
Trying to get a yes or no answer out of this fucking guy, and he wouldn't do it.
So here, I think, The appeals being heard by a three-judge panel. Judge J. Michelle Childs, nominated by Biden.
Yes.
Judge Florence Pan, nominated by Biden. And Judge Karen LaCraft Henderson, appointed by, holy shit, H.W. Bush.
Damn.
In 1990. She's been there for fucking ever.
No shit.
After Sauer concluded his presentation, the DOJ lawyer Pierce tore into the argument repeatedly and laughed each time he described Sauer's jaw-dropping contention that unless a president is impeached and convicted by the Senate, he or she cannot be prosecuted for ordering the assassination of a rival. This guy was laughing at him openly in court.
Well, it also goes against the spirit of, I don't know, if you just watch Schoolhouse Rock and all the checks and balances you're supposed to have. I mean, what kind of checks and balances is it to say that the, you know, Trump could stab somebody to death if he's president and nobody can arrest him or stop him?
He said, I think if the court gets to that second question, there are some hard questions about the nature of official acts. And frankly, as I think Judge Pan's hypothetical described, I mean, what kind of world are we living in if laughs. If, as I understood, my friend on the other side to say here, a president orders his SEAL team to assassinate a political rival and resigns, for example, before an impeachment, not a criminal act, president sells a pardon, resigns or not, is not impeached, not a crime.
That's crazy. That literally is saying he is a figurehead or he is a king, not a figurehead.
I think that's an extraordinarily frightening future, he said. And that's the kind that is the kind of we're talking about, a balancing and a weighing of the interests. I think that should weigh extraordinarily heavily in the court's consideration.
Yeah, you know what? That very argument really pisses me off when I think about that bullshit artist, Chris Christie. He said that the voters should decide. The voters should decide and not the courts. And that little tool in the Constitution that says you can't be an insurrectionist to be president. He wants to ignore that. Even when this hypothetical makes a lot of sense. He's saying, so what? This guy could be elected that has these horrible tendencies, but if that's what the voters want, then fuck it. It's absolutely crazy.
Trump gets ripped to shreds at the Hunter Biden hearing also over his legal to assassinate appeals court theory. This is Jamie Raskin used, some of his, opening remarks. Let me see if I can find a little of that. Dude.
This Trump thing is just fucking nuts.
Here we go.
You guys have been taken over by an absolute con man, and now you're acting like members of a religious cult who don't even remember how you got in the first place. We say you got...
Yes, I mean, that's so fucking true. This is so cultish, and it makes sense, because these fucking maggots say all the time that he's anointed by God. Well, if you really think he's anointed by God and you think he's like leveled to, he's up there with God and Jesus, then of course you don't think, you don't think he should be arrested for any crimes he does when he's Jeebus. That's crazy. That would be crazy.
If you have documented receipts of foreign governments writing checks or giving credit card payments to Joe Biden, show it to us. We've been at this for a year now. We haven't seen anything. Then we show you in our more than 100-page report the documented receipts of money going to Donald Trump, but you don't care about it. In other words, you don't care about the principle that our government leaders should not be on the take from foreign governments. That's outrageous.
Well,
because I will oppose any government official of any political party who's on the take with money from foreign governments, and I hope you would join me in that. And yet we've shown it to you, and yet you guys don't care about it. I mean, that's just unfathomable to me. Now, at least the Trump family has responded to it. Well, I mean, they're very nervous about it. You know what Trump said? The Trump's people say, well, he didn't take his $400,000 government salary. You know what? That's the only thing you're allowed to take is your salary from Americans,
yes.
Not money from corrupt Saudi monarchs who ordered the assassination of journalists, not from Chinese communist bureaucrats crushing the human rights of people in Tibet and the Uyghurs. You're not supposed to be on the take from those governments. That's what our Constitution says. Then they say, well, we return the profits. These guys think it's, well, if it's a hotel, they could just keep the money. At least the Trump family understands. Some lawyer told them what the Constitution says. We return the profits. Well, guess what? They didn't give us the accounting of the profits, and that's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says you can't take any payments at all from a foreign government without going to the Congress of the United States. It's not that you can't keep the profits from foreign governments. Do you guys understand what you're doing here? You're putting that.
Gentlemen, time's expired. Chair recognized Mr. Timmon.
Oh, God.
They just don't. They don't care. They have no ethics, right? No soul. Nothing. Yeah.
And they sure as shit can't. I mean, God, I like it. I like this tone Jamie Raskin has. And I love that. What's that guy's name who?
Moskowitz.
Oh, I love more of that. More of that, guys. Let's get mean, because do you know what? Do you know what they say freely on that other side? We heard Roger Stone just musing over the fact that if he wanted to, he could kill congresspeople.
Well, no, he was telling his friend to go out and do it.
Oh, yeah. That's who they are. That's who they are. They are fucking murderers. They are rapists. They are fucking child molesters. These are the biggest creeps. That's the GOP. I'm sorry. There's no argument to be made against me. I am right. These are the worst monsters on the planet. And I think Jamie Raskin's tone is so right there. My God.
Oh, yeah. And just mock these people.
Absolutely.
Mock them.
Because they're too stupid. They can't handle it. Marjorie Greene is dumb as fuck. Marjorie Greene, Taylor Greene, is famous for terrorizing David Hogg, someone who survived a mass shooting at a fucking school. I mean, who the fuck that bitch is. Fuck her.
The clip I just played, by the way, was after Jamie Raskin opened with a series of he had visuals also,
yeah,
which were blown up quotes and tweets from Comer himself.
These people are nothing. It's crazy. You listen to Raskin or the, what's that guy's, Moskowitz. God, it's like there's a bunch of adults in the government, and then there's a shit ton of children who can't do anything but fight and say, let's lock this person up. They are like the totalitarianism is oozing out of the pores of these monsters. They are insane.
Raskin said, for the last 11 months, the chairman, that's Comer, has repeatedly refused offers from Hunter Biden, his attorney, to meet with the chairman and his staff and with members of this committee.
God.
Then Raskin showed letters back and forth from Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, including one where Lowell was responding to Comer's interview on Newsmax, in which, quote, the chairman falsely claimed that he never got a response back to his original letter. Quote, Raskin said, Mr. Biden's attorney explained the chairman actually never responded to his offer to sit down and discuss the committee's request, but stated that he remained available to have the discussion, but the chairman again completely failed to respond.
They didn't even respond. See, it's like that's evidence of all they really want to do to this Hunter is he's a symbol. And they are, it's like blood sport. They're enjoying it. They are getting off on going after this guy. The Marjorie Taylor Greene's fucking tone at the Hunter Biden thing today was insane and very telling. These people are sadistic.
Raskin then said, quoted another Newsmax quote from Comer. The chairman stated Hunter Biden is more than welcome to come in front of the committee if he wants to clear his good name. If he wants to come and say, you know, there weren't 20 shell companies, he's invited today, we'll drop everything. That was the quote from Comer on Newsmax before the subpoena.
Ah.
He was being all brave.
Yeah,
and everything. But then when they subpoenaed him and said, you can only come in and do a deposition, which is bullshit.
They want people to play the little parts they want to in their little MAGA drama, their bullshit knockoff dollar store Greek theater shit. My God.
Raskin said the committee pulled a bait and switch, changed the terms of their request by rejecting Hunter Biden's offer or his acceptance of their offer, and insisted that he now come in and sit for a secret closed-door deposition. On December 6th, Hunter Biden's lawyer reiterated that Hunter Biden was willing to accept the chair's original request and once again offered to appear on December 13th or any other date in December to answer any question pertinent and relevant to the subject matter. Yes. He again raised concerns about closed-door sessions. That's what brings us to today, Mr. Chairman. This is Raskin.
Yes.
He has materially, substantially, in good faith, complied with what your requests were. Comer started to say, he complied with the subpoena, I don't. And then Raskin said, we would. And then he Comer gaveled him. Your time's expired.
God, your time's expired. No, your time's expired, hopefully. These people suck. When the fuck do you get up in the morning? What does Comer do when he gets up? What do you think his morning's like? Does he look in a mirror at all and say, geez, look at this shithead I am?
Probably. Yeah.
God,
probably.
I hate myself. I'm James Comer.
Probably, reads a chapter from Mein Kampf.
There are Ukraine.
Always taking shit.
Yes. Ukraine is holding Russia back from attacking, I don't know, all of Europe, maybe. And this dumb James Comer, with the power he has in Congress, is going after a drug addict who, I don't know, has cooperated, right?
Right.
He's cooperated. He's done his shit. What the fuck? Why is Hunter Biden on these people's radar? It's as if it's his last name or something, and they're not really concerned about it. It's crazy. It's embarrassing. It really is. The Republicans are just fucking embarrassing right now. Imagine Zelensky came over here. He's fighting the Russians, and they have the nerve to complain to Zelensky about the border problem between Mexico and Texas or whatever. God, what a bunch of sad fucks.
And in my experience, some of those people up there did not receive a subpoena, and so notified counsel for your bogus J6 committee.
Well, first of all, every court in the land has rejected the claim there was anything bogus about it. As you know, the courts rejected the idea that it was somehow...
Was it heard before every court in the land?
Every court that heard it, do you have any authority on your side for that outrageous proposition? I know you'd like to believe it, but your fantasies are not the law of the United States.
Bam! Your fantasies are not the laws of the United States.
That's Biggs. Listen to what Biggs says.
Oh, my God.
Law of the United States.
I have great fantasies.
I'm certain you do.
This is...
What the fuck?
This is the Republicans thinking they own these people?
I think the people, if they're still Veep, if Veep is still in production, close, stop. Put your pens and papers down. Quit writing the script. You don't need to anymore. It's right here for us.
And Raskin was literally a constitutional law professor.
Yeah, he's smart. Yes, absolutely. He knows what the fuck he's talking about. He's talking to some guy. I don't know. Where do the Republicans find these fucking lawyers? These fucking people.
Is Comer a lawyer? Comer can't be a lawyer.
Well, let's talk about some of these conservatives that are lawyers. The first one that comes to mind is the big dick toilet guy. The guy. Remember him? He was a lawyer. Remember that?
Let's see. I think he.
Shitty lawyer.
I don't think Comer's a lawyer.
God. It's just like they're monsters. This is so stupid.
No, a Bachelor of Science in Agriculture.
Boo.
From Western Kentucky University.
Science?
Well, Bachelor of Science, you know what that, I mean.
Yeah.
In college, he served as president of the Kentucky FFA.
Right.
Future Farmers of America.
Woo.
After college, he and his family started James Comer Jr. Farms, a 2,300-acre farm And he also co-owns Comer Land and Cattle Company. He served as a director of the South Central Bank for 12 years and was president of the Monroe County Chamber of Commerce
from
1999 to 2000. So, he was elected to the Kentucky House of Reps. Oh. So he's a businessman,
farmer. He's a farmer. He's a farmer with a love of plants. And, you know, to have a plant grow and flourish, you have to nourish it and take care of it. And you have to love it, right? So what happened with this guy? You know what I mean? He has a love of farming.
Well, you hire people that you pay poorly to love your plants. He's not out there.
He's in agriculture.
Think he's doing anything.
No, he's in a Future Farmers of America. He obviously loves plants and loves farming and gardening.
He loves profiting off of farming.
He doesn't really care about plants.
I would doubt that. So he's been in Congress since 2016.
God, get another Kentucky. Job. Is there anything else you want to do, James? That's what I would do. If I was George Soros, I would do this. I would say, who's the biggest asshole? I'm going to hire him. I'm going to hire James Comer, and I'll just, to do nothing. But I'll pay more than he's making in Congress, and he won't have to do anything. And he won't be making shitty laws. That's a great plan.
In March of 2023, Comer confirmed that he ended a House investigation into Trump's financial dealings.
That
the Democrats were doing when the Republicans took over. He ended those investigations.
Right. Well, good job, James. You protected your little man, baby God.
Because he had to go after Hunter Biden for, you know, having some dick pics on a laptop that got stolen from him.
If Trump goes to jail, who's the first to visit? Melania.
Hopefully, never. Hopefully, from you know, a few cells down. Mike Lindell, maybe.
Wait. I said who's going to visit him first? You didn't rattle off any of his family members.
No.
God.
No.
Jeez.
I still don't think they're going to jail. He's going to go to jail.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Good news.
Yes.
For asshole turncoat fake Democrat Kirsten Sinema.
Oh, I forgot she existed.
Well, so apparently have the people of Arizona, because a new poll out.
Yes.
Shows that out of the Ruben Gallegos, who hopefully will be able to pull this off. He's pretty popular.
Yeah. Is going to beat the Republican.
Is going. You're going to kill Kari Lake, who's running.
Oh, God.
Sinema is far behind in third place.
9!
In the latest polls.
Well, she has to sell this shit on Marketplace, apparently, right? Isn't that her thing? She likes to sell things on Marketplace, which is, you know.
So, Sinema has support from only 10% of Democrats.
Who are you, by the way? Those Democrats that are supporting this?
I think they're probably dumb.
I think you're the margin of error.
They probably don't pay attention, and they know, you know, oh, she's the Democrat that ran last time.
To the people not paying attention, if you happen to be listening to this podcast at this moment, this person sucks Sinema. She's not great there.
Oh, yeah. Fuck her.
No, she's horrible.
And remember, didn't she say to, was it Romney? It came out in that book about Mitt Romney recently that she told Romney that she saved the filibuster and she expects some sweet corporate board spots when she's gone.
And what did Romney poo-poo her or something?
Oh, I probably.
I mean, yeah. God, Romney. I mean, you don't need a board, you know, because you have all the money.
What a loser.
Mitt Romney, what a fucking loser. You invented Obamacare, but then are against it later. What a fuck.
Meanwhile, Kari Lake, only 5 or 6 points behind, terrifyingly.
Jesus Christ.
It is Arizona, but
Kari Lake is out there, man. I mean, she's crazy.
Bad shit.
Fuck.
Yeah. Ruben Gallego will torch her though when
yeah.
when the time comes for when it's just the two of them running.
Good, good.
Oh God, this is a truth from yesterday. I saved.
Yes.
All caps. He must be nervous.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If immunity is not granted to a president, every president that leaves office will be immediately indicted by the opposing party. Without complete immunity, a president of the United States would not be able to function.
Climb up on that cross. Good thing you're... I don't know. We're going to have to get some reinforced wood to hold that motherfucker. Jeez, what a victim.
And then
so sorry, Donald.
And then my favorite, the follow-up. Without immunity, all caps. Without immunity, it would be very hard for a president to enjoy his or her golden years of retirement. They would be under siege by radical, out-of-control prosecutors, much like I am, right. but without the retirement. 3 exclamation points.
Oh, I get it.
Their golden years. Presidents can't enjoy their golden years, well, Ryan, listen. If they're getting prosecuted all the time for those crimes they committed.
I'm just thinking about what Jimmy Carter has done with his golden years. What did they eradicate? A guinea worm? Goal to eradicate guinea worm, and a lot of that was Rosalind, and they did that. And they did. That's what he did with you. Now, your golden years, Trump, I probably literally golden you, probably at Mar-a-Lago peeing on all kinds of people. He's mad because he can't sit at Mar-a-Lago by the pool and just chill out. These indictments are stressing him out, and he's pissed off about it, you know?
Rick Wilson got swatted again yesterday.
Jesus.
He said, just survived another swatting attempt. The team from the Leon Sheriff was absolutely professional and courteous. I'm sorry someone wasted their time trying to get me and my loved ones killed.
You know, Rick, can I just push back a little bit? They still sent the SWAT team, though. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, they have to, but I think they know.
Yeah.
You know, they've got certain flags.
And it helps that he's white.
This is this story.
Yes.
I had on Monday, but didn't get to.
Right.
Yesterday, yes. Tuesday, Jason Bobert.
Bobert.
Former husband.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Of Bobo. was arrested on 6 charges.
Yes.
Including allegedly assaulting their 18-year-old son.
Damn.
Father to their grandchildren.
Jeez, it sounds like this family needs a night out at the theater to connect.
The... charges came 3 days after Jason Bobert called the police on Lauren after a physical altercation between the two of them.
Oh, shit.
On Saturday at the Miners Claim restaurant.
At a restaurant, though?
With Jason Bobert claiming she had repeatedly hit him in the face.
Jeez, I thank you for not doing this at a theater event. That's nice.
On Wednesday, police said they cleared Lauren of the punch allegations.
Yes.
So Jason may have been lying. He's a scumbag.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
They're both trash and
absolutely.
Scumbags.
Absolutely. What is this restaurant? Is it just a steakhouse?
The authorities said, due to lack of any evidence, the allegations of domestic violence against Representative Lauren Boebert are unfounded, and the investigation into Representative Lauren Boebert is closed.
Okay, sure.
According to a pair of affidavits released today, 3 of the 6 charges against Jason Bobert were related to the restaurant incident during which he repeatedly cursed out the cops and refused their demands for him to leave.
Just leave. You wouldn't leave.
The other 3 charges stemmed from the altercation with their teenage son, Tyler.
Yes.
At their home outside Silt, Silt, Colorado. Silt. What a horrible name.
Yeah, God.
In that incident, Jason Bobert got into a physical fight with Tyler over the 18-year-old's decision to let his infant sleep in a laundry basket.
Wait a second. Let me understand what's happening. The child, the 18-year-old child of Bobert, has an infant who is sleeping in a laundry basket while these two people are beating each other.
Quote the documents, during the physical altercation, Jason stuck his right hand thumb into Tyler's mouth.
What? What that means?
What? Funny. While hey, Jason God. Dug his thumb into his mouth, Tyler felt Jason was going to try to pull his tooth out. Tyler confirmed this caused him pain.
Shit.
After they stopped fighting, Tyler told cops he called his mom and then law enforcement, at which point Jason Bobert, who was intoxicated and slurring his speech, allegedly grabbed the rifle left the house.
Perfect. My wife is a reference.
Look at these trash people.
You know what? Hollywood, I hope you're taking notes because, God, I'm just listening to this. I mean, that action is so good, right? It's like, what's Jason's son's name?
Tyler.
Tyler, struggling with his father, reaches his hand into the mouth.
How does he
and decides to pull one of his teeth
hands
out?
In his mouth for? What is going
He's
on with
fighting.
These people?
I mean, you know that moment? I've always liked this moment, the moment Kill Bill where,
it's not a great movie.
Oh yeah. Who it's a fight between, Daryl Hannah. I was gonna say the person from Splash, Daryl Hannah versus, Uma Thurman. And there's a moment where Uma Thurman, spoiler alert, you can see her character make the decision to rip, Daryl Hannah's eye. It's just such a great bit of writing there. It's so good. And I would say it's a similar moment, but this is real what happened. Him trying to rip his dad's tooth out. God. Shit, man.
After they stopped fighting, a second affidavit sheds new light on the messy aftermath of the dispute at the Miners Claim restaurant.
The restaurant!
Lauren Bobert told cops their conversation about, quote, new partners got heated.
Yes.
And at one point, what? She placed her finger on Jason's nose to end the conversation. Is that how you turn off his brain?
Yes. Hit F7 and touch my nose 4 times.
What is with these people?
They are crazy.
I did place my finger on his nose to stop the conversation. Who does what?
I tell you who does that. GOP people running for office for the GOP, serving GOP people, because we're talking about Bobert. I mean, these are crazy motherfuckers.
Jason Bobert then called the cops. So he called the cops on her at the restaurant.
God.
Saying, congratulations, your name's going to be in the headlines.
Can these people go out to eat without calling the cops, swatting someone, beating someone?
Once law enforcement showed up, the drunk, allegedly, Jason Bobert repeatedly ignored officers' pleas for him to leave the restaurant. Please. That makes me crazy because any other human, would have been tased, beaten, and especially if they were brown.
I mean, listen,
shot.
You're at a restaurant having. Wait a second.
And these cops are pleading with him to leave the restaurant. You know, they all got to know who he is because I'm sure this isn't the first.
It's in Silt
at the Miners Claim.
Wait a second. I'm confused. Where was the baby asleep in the laundry?
Previously or after that? After that, I think.
So they already had the fight at the restaurant. Then he puts the baby in the laundry, right?
At home. This is later at home at a different,
I really, and maybe this is an obvious thing to say, I just don't like the idea that these people have children. I mean, I really don't like it.
Jason ignored officers' pleas for him to leave the restaurant, telling them, quote, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to get so fucking drunk, I don't even want to talk to you motherfuckers.
Well said. Well said, Jason.
I'm going to run for Congress, and I'll win.
I don't know what else to say about this show, our show after that. His quote? I'm going to get so fucking
drunk. I'm going to get so fucking drunk, I don't even want to talk to you motherfuckers.
Good quote. quote.
He was already drunk.
Yeah. You're already drunk.
Told the police that he had been punched in the face at the house.
Well,
and then had been punched in the face at the restaurant.
Sure. What about the movies? Did you get punched in the dick at the movies?
But it says there's an unidentified woman at the eatery who said she saw Jason get hit. But then the cops ended up dropping any charges against Bobo.
Is there no video of this that we can watch?
The congresswoman's ex continued making a scene as he was physically escorted out of the restaurant, yelling and cursing and trying to hold onto a door while they were dragging him outside.
What restaurant is this again? The Miners? The
Miners Claim.
The Miners, this is such a... I want to know about... I'm going to look up that restaurant after we're done with the show and check out the Yelp and shit. I'm just curious if this... This is a very interesting fight they had. I mean, Bobert, give Bobert a hand because, I mean, really the content here, they had the hand job at the movie theater, the vaping at the play, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then she got in a fight with Marjorie Taylor Greene at the bathroom. That happened, right? Allegedly.
Yes.
And then the other Bobert story is great because it involves four-wheelers and possibly guns, right? That other one with the dad. And then we forget that the dad took his dick out at a bowling alley to show underage girls the tattoos, a supposed tattoo on his shaft. I mean, this Bobert is an elite lunatic. We really need to appreciate what she's brought to the table for this podcast.
It's a little cabin like restaurant, but they do seem to have a fancy menu.
Well, I mean, do they have, when you go in there, are you given a helmet and boxing gloves for all the fights?
Only when the Boberts are there, apparently.
The Boberts are here! Shutter the windows! My God! The Boberts are coming! You're probably scared.
Italian herb crusted salmon.
Oh, that, I love that. Ooh, that sounds good. You wouldn't like that. That would make you sick.
Tomahawk pork chops, burgundy mushroom chicken.
Excuse me, tomahawk pork chops. Is that the that we have to call it that? Because that's racist, guys. Can we rename the pork chops? It's got to be tomahawk.
Reef and beef is there, you know.
Okay.
Bistro steak, wild boar shanks.
Okay, that sounds good, I guess.
Shrimp Cajun tacos.
A little spicy for me, but.
Blistered shishito peppers?
Blistered?
Sauteed Japanese mild pepper with kosher sea salt and soy. That sounds really good, actually.
Yeah, you're going to blister it.
So it sounds like it's a little fancy. The owner is like a chef, dude. So, I mean, I don't think it's like some shitty diner on the side.
Can
of
I just
the
room. Do a rewrite? I mean, if they're going to have a fight at a restaurant.
Oh, it's right by the ski, some ski slopes.
Oh, that's good.
So they get a lot of, you know, skiers.
What about... I mean, I think rather than this restaurant, if we're going to have a fight and a bunch of interesting thing, I would rather set it in something like a Benihana. That would be the rewrite I would add to this. Something like that where there's at the table, there's hot surfaces that you cook food on. There's skewers. There's lots of knives. That might make for more, you know, possibilities for fights. I mean, what are they doing? Throwing booster chairs at each other and shit? The Republicans are coming. Close the town.
In addition to the assault weapons and obstruction counts, Bobert was also charged with harassment, disorderly conduct, third degree trespassing.
What does that even mean?
All are misdemeanors except for trespassing, which is classified as a petty offense.
Yes.
He was released on $2,500 bail. This is the Daily Beast says the Bobert's ongoing tumult has been played out in the public eye as the long married couple with four children closed their restaurant and split, finalizing their divorce last year. In September, Lauren Bobert caught significant blowback after her denials about vaping with a new boyfriend during a musical adaptation of Beetlejuice were immediately undercut by security footage. It doesn't. Where's the hand job?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's that?
Why
part?
Don't they mention that?
I don't know. That's a great detail as well. I mean, you're really selling her short without mentioning the handy during the fucking musical.
So what? They're just trash.
The movie is like, as the vape cloud settles upon the capital, You can see Lawrence Hand slowly manipulating his flesh flute.
You know, I want people like smarter than me to represent me, to be Congress people and stuff like that. But and better people than me. And
yeah. And well, Matt Gaetz is your representative, and I haven't seen his IQ test results, but morally you're a lot better than Matt Gaetz. You know?
But do the people of Colorado not care? Have Republicans lost their moral compass so much that they look at Boebert, the trash? They look at Margie.
Marjorie.
They look at Gosar. They look at this Comer fool. They look at all of these idiots.
They love it.
That are corrupt and nasty and trash and say, he's one of us. I want him to be my representative.
Well, you know, man, it's so depressing. And, you know, a lot of people vote for these guys. I don't know how many people voted for Matt Gaetz in the last election. So many.
Two-thirds.
Oh.
Two-thirds of the votes here.
Oh, God, I needed a omeprazole after hearing that. You're talking about, these are horrible fucking monstrous people. They need to be driven back into the woods, figuratively. Or however, I don't know. God, I mean, wasn't Boebert known for having a gun-themed steak?
Yeah.
That was her thing, right? It was like a restaurant with a gun range?
Yeah, it was literally a gun.
You're at a bowling alley showing your dick to people. I get why people get weary of talking about how the Republicans suck, because her husband showed his penis to underage people at a bowling alley. Is that even a blip on the radar screen anymore? I mean, do we care about that?
Who are you asking?
I don't know. Anyone that's listening. Does Jesus care? Is he done? Jesus, don't let that guy take his dick out of the bowling alley to show to children, if he could.
What else have we got going on here? Look at the time flying. I thought it was really around 5, but it's 5:23 live if you're listening.
That's right.
A little delay, maybe.
Yeah.
We've got, there's a list of the best states to raise a family. Did you see this?
Okay. I'm going to say, no, I haven't, but I can guarantee you if Florida's on there, that this list can go fuck itself.
Well, education is one of the criteria, so.
Don't worry, guys.
That immediately.
We ain't on that list.
Crosses off. Texas,
yes.
Florida, Mississippi. Alabama, Mississippi,
Oklahoma, goodbye. Arkansas, goodbye. Missouri, get the fuck out of here.
The 50 states were compared to determine the best place to raise a family. States were evaluated and ranked across 5 key dimensions.
Okay, let's hear them.
And 50 relevant metrics.
Oh, yes.
The 5 keys are family fun, health and safety, education and childcare, affordability, and socioeconomics. Some of the sub-metrics include number of pediatricians per capita, daycare services available, quality of the daycare, housing affordability,
etc. Florida, sit down.
For the second year in a row, the number one best state to raise a family.
God damn it. Come on. I'm going to go with... Shit. I'm going to go with New York City. New York. State of New York.
Is that your final answer?
The best place, though. Fuck. I don't... California. I'm going to go with California instead. I'm changing my answer.
Changing your answer?
Yes. What's better?
Massachusetts.
Okay.
The cost of living, not the greatest, and housing, not the greatest,
okay.
But their schools are the best. The health care and stuff for families are the best.
Yeah. You can just live in a cardboard box and enjoy all that shit.
Now, number two may surprise you.
Okay.
It did surprise me.
It's not Georgia or anything like that.
But then you consider the population.
Oh, okay. It's like North Dakota.
It is North Dakota.
Because there's four fucking people there.
Exactly.
Oh, congratulations. We got our four people to get two fucking senators for some fucking reason. We brought them health care to these four fucking people. And a tumbleweed.
Minnesota is next. That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there.
Are there? Outside of Minnesota? Minneapolis and St. Paul, are there?
Yeah, but I mean, not, you know, it's not like Illinois, but it's certainly a lot more than North
Where's
Dakota.
Florida on that list? Is it?
Well, I only have the top 10, so.
Oh, wow. Okay, spoiler alert. So we're not in the top 10. Great.
Three, Minnesota. Four, Nebraska.
Number three, West Virginia. Nebraska?
Yeah.
Nebraska smells like goose shit. This list is bullshit.
Number five, New York.
Okay.
Number six, Maine.
Maine?
Number seven, New Hampshire. Number eight, South Dakota.
There's nobody in these places. There's nobody in Maine.
Number nine, Rhode Island. Number 10, Vermont. So.
Yay. There's nobody in these places that you're talking about. Nobody lives in Vermont. There's like five people in Rhode Island. There's four people in South and North Dakota combined.
North Dakota is one of the states in the U.S. with the lowest unemployment rates and is among the places with the strongest job market. The cost of living in North Dakota is 4% lower than the national average. Housing is 12% lower than the national average. You know why?
Nobody's there.
Because it's North Dakota and no one wants to move there.
No one wants to live there. This list is crap.
Well, I mean, you're going to have controversy anytime you have a list like this.
Yeah, it's true. But again, I mean, how many people are in New Hampshire? I don't even know where that state is. Who gives a fuck? It's five people in there and like 18 bears running around trying to eat people. Fuck New Hampshire. Sorry if anybody's listening from there. Why is it so early in the primaries? Iowa, New Hampshire. Nobody is there. These are cold places where no one lives. It's so important.
That was the best states. It was by Wallet Hub who did the study.
I mean, it's four people in North Dakota. And they're saying, oh, they're the best education. You got to teach four people everything you know.
Well, that's all it. Four of us can read real well.
Prove it!
They got that Christy Noem. Right? I mean, she's South Dakota. I think she's North Dakota. I always forget.
This is
no offense to the Dakotas.
Yeah, no offense, Republicans, but generally where there are no people, that is where you are the most popular. Why is that? The more people you get, that show up in a place, the less popular you become.
Let's see. Speaking of Nikki Haley.
Yes.
Did you see that now that she's creeping up in the polls, Trump has started actually mentioning her in his truths?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's getting racist, right?
Well, he's gone full birther.
Well, why wouldn't he? It worked for him before.
Because her parents were both born in India. He's claiming that... She may not be. He forwarded something on fucking Truth.
Yeah, yeah.
He shared a post from Gateway Pundit claiming Nikki Haley is disqualified from being president or vice president because her parents were, quote, not U.S. citizens at the time of her birth.
Oh, yeah.
Even though she issued forth from her mother's vagine here in the United States, which means she is a natural born citizen.
Right, right. Well, Nikki, the racists are coming for you. God. I mean, is she going to stand up to Trump now? I mean, will she start saying, like, I don't know, he should be in jail?
The post that Trump shared said, in Nikki Haley's situation, reports indicate that her parents were not U.S. citizens at the time of her birth in 1972. Based on the Constitution as interpreted by I don't know who this asshole is, Paul Ingracia. So this is some Nazi racist. Yeah. This disqualifies Haley from presidential or vice presidential candidacy under the 12th Amendment, wrote the post shared by Trump on Truth.
Well, listen, man, this isn't fair, guys. I remember when Trump was going after Obama, the whole birth certificate thing, Nikki Haley was way out there on front poo-pooing Trump for being so racist and saying that. She came to Obama's defense, didn't she?
I don't know if she was even around then. Was she? Was she? Mm-hmm.
Well, she ended up as the ambassador to the UN.
But I mean, during she was governor during some of Obama's, but I don't know how much. Trump and his allies have previously made similar claims regarding former President Obama and Vice President Kamala Harris. The latest round of so-called birtherism conspiracy theories against Haley have been fact-checked and found the outlandish claims to be baseless, of course, which was never really in question.
And it doesn't matter, Nikki. It doesn't matter because you are in the party of fucking racism. So how are you going to handle this?
The AP wrote, Haley is a natural-born U.S. citizen who is eligible to serve as president. Former ambassador to the United Nations was born January 20th, 1972 in Bamberg, South Carolina, according to her official website when she was governor. But experts agree Haley is a legitimate candidate as defined by the Constitution, regardless of her parents' citizenship status. Her birth in Bamberg makes her a natural born citizen.
Right, right. Well, the facts don't matter to these people.
Well, and they want to change that. Do you see Trump has said he's going to somehow by executive order, he's going to cross that part of the Constitution out.
Absolutely.
It says natural born citizen.
Well, I mean, you know.
Or he wants to change the definition of natural born citizen to mean, you know, white.
Right. Well, I'm sure the Heritage Foundation or whatever think tank is writing his immigration policy has that little snippet ready to go.
Oh, my God. The author of this article, this Paul Ingracia asshole, responded on Truth. Of course, he's on Truth. Thanking Trump. Thank you, President Trump, for sharing this very important piece from the Gateway Pundit discussing an article I wrote about Nikki Haley's ineligibility to run for president because she's not a natural born citizen under Article 2, Section 1, and therefore runs afoul of the Constitution. This could not have been done without the great investigative work by Laura Loomer. Who uncovered that neither one of Haley's parents were U.S. citizens when she was born in 1972. That's not a secret.
Right.
By the way.
Well,
we all knew that her parents were from India.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they're brown. I mean, they're going to make something out of that because it's what they do.
And again,
that
it doesn't
is what
matter.
Republicans do. It's
Laura Loomer.
It's so funny. They can never ignore race. They can't. Because that's what their followers like. Why? I am so confused by Ram Vivek and Nikki Haley. Why do you guys think that you can be in charge of a party that hates brown people? And Nikki, your party hates the shit out of women.
Well, here, Mediaite, the Gateway Pundit is a fringe far-right website known for spreading inaccurate, conspiracy theory-based information about the 2020 election. This is from Reuters.
Yes.
That did a story. They said, in the wake of the 2020 election, Gateway Pundit peaked at nearly 50 million visits a month, according to one estimate, illustrating the power of viral disinformation. Reuters found the site's often debunked election fraud claims were cited in about 100 of more than 800 threatening or harassing messages sent to election officials since the election.
Jesus.
So they're quoting Gateway Pundit's bullshit.
Wow.
In threats to election officials.
That is insane. It's like you have the whole kit. It's like the whole fascism kit.
And that's the one that published this article that was researched by Laura Loomer. And that this fuckwad wrote, Paul Ingracia, and then Trump shared.
You know, I love it. I do. I love how he's going after Nikki. Go ahead. You know, they did it to Obama for no fucking reason. So now you guys can fucking choke on it. Ha, 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 ha.
What about Vivek?
Weren't
his parents also born?
He's a guy, though. He has no chance of beating Trump. He has no chance.
Well, that's
chance.
True.
And he will never say one bad word
about
Trump.
They're not bothering with him, yeah.
And he has outside fun parts. I mean, because Nikki Haley, I'm sorry, but Nikki, to the Republican Party, you are first and foremost a brown woman. That is how they see you. I'm sorry. I can't
imagine.
Well,
and Vivek also. I mean,
well, no, it's but she's a woman. It's different.
That's, well, yeah, it's an added bonus. Why is Junior trending?
Ugh, God. Who knows? There was that big... didn't we do a story yesterday about how there's a super syphilis strain going around that's...
That on Monday, is, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, that's right. But, you know, it made me think Don Jr.'s relevant.
Bitcoin trending. Did the ETF get announced? I wonder.
Is there crypto news?
Bitcoin ETFs were just approved for trading tomorrow after 10 years. That adds a lot of legitimacy to.
What is ETF? It.
Let me, it's like trading options.
Yeah. So you can now trade on how you think Bitcoin.
An exchange traded fund.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Bitcoin ETFs approved to launch in the U.S. by the SEC.
Jeez.
Let me look at, let's see what Bitcoin's doing right now.
I
do have, spoiler alert, I mean, disclosure. I do hold some crypto.
Yeah.
Only up 2% so far.
Okay.
But that's, you know, that's a big jump in a day.
So you can now you can bet on what Bitcoin's going to do, just like with this.
It sounds like it's going to be, you can bet options on it. And it's an ETF, which means it's like a crypto fund.
So you're saying you can do options again. You can buy options on any crypto or just Bitcoin.
I think probably if it's a fund, it's probably stable coins.
Yeah. Not like shitcoin or.
I haven't really.
Doesn't Rudy have a crypto that he has out there?
Bitcoin. Spot Bitcoin ETFs are cleared to begin trading after receiving regulatory approval on Wednesday from the SEC. 11 spot Bitcoin ETFs were approved. That's a whole bunch of them.
Yes.
The SEC sign off serves as a significant regulatory seal of approval for the world's largest crypto asset, likely reducing some investor fears about investing in the space. Not only brings more regulatory safeguards, but allows investors to invest with well-established financial firms. In other words, the big trading firms saw all the gazillions of dollars out there.
I want my cut.
And were like, well, I don't think we should make this illegal. We can make a lot of money off of this.
Look at this big pile of fucking money I got to get my dick in. Jeez.
Until now, retail investors have only been able to gain cryptocurrency exposure by buying coins directly or through ETFs that traded in crypto futures.
Yeah.
A spot Bitcoin ETF will allow investors, especially retail investors, to gain access to Bitcoin without needing to hold their investment in a Bitcoin wallet.
Okay.
Instead, they simply hold the ETF in a brokerage account. So the crypto I traded, I actually would buy the coins.
Yeah.
They would go into my wallet.
Yeah.
And then turn around and sell them.
Right.
This is you're betting. You don't actually own them. You're betting paper, essentially.
Shit. Jeez. Well, good luck, everybody. Man, it's like gambling, right? It's just.
It's 100%. But wait, I mean, it's the only. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What, the same old options are crazy. Well, options, I mean, options are derivatives.
Listen,
by definition.
What is the bigger news, that you can gamble on Bitcoin like that, or that you can gamble in Florida now? Didn't we do that story?
I don't think we did, but
you can gamble in Florida now, but you can't get an abortion. It's so fucking crazy. I keep seeing all these commercials about how fun it is now that you can gamble in Florida. Like, it's legal to make sports bets, but people do that all the time anyway.
Right.
They do it illegally, which isn't it better to do? I mean, I don't gamble. I don't understand that shit. But why would you want that legalized? Now you got to pay taxes on it. What's so good about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, because they can make a lot of money on it.
Dude, there's
OTBs? Are you kidding me? Make a shit ton of money on.
Right.
Especially sports betting. Goddamn. You saw those rooms in Vegas. The sports bet rooms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love those rooms. Those
with all the giant TVs, dude, 50 TVs going with all the different sports going.
If you're
going
to watch the Super Bowl in Vegas, don't pay out the ass to sit at some fancy ass restaurant and watch it.
No, that was great. Where were we? Were we at? Where did we see it that one year?
We saw it that one year. It was outside.
Was it Circus Circus?
Yeah, but we saw it outside under a tarp.
Right.
Nobody else was there. We just watched it. But I think, didn't we? Yeah.
I think it was Circus Circus.
Yeah.
They had a Jumbotron outside and we
but all these, are they called in Vegas where you go in and you place bets, the betting rooms or something?
Yeah, yeah.
There's always lots of space in there. And always all the games are on these huge screens.
Right.
You don't have to gamble. You can just go sit in the fucking chairs for free.
So if you're into crypto, good news.
Yay. Sort of. Good news.
Of course, others are saying, well, now the banks are going to get involved and ruin everything.
Right.
How are we going to be able to manipulate the price?
Oh, you'll figure it out.
Say the rich people.
You whales will figure that shit out. You'll figure out how to make money and leave everybody destitute. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
And such, you know, immeasurable amount of followers, she can potentially single-handedly swing voters because of just the amount of followers that she potentially can influence. So the answer is yes, Jesse.
Yeah, because when she posted the link to the vote.org, it's like hundreds of thousands of young Taylor Swift fans all of a sudden registered to vote.
Which they hate.
What? Why?
They're upset because young people don't vote for Republicans.
Oh, that's right. See, that's the weird thing.
And
about
certainly Taylor Swift is not encouraging her people to vote for Republicans.
No. And it's weird, too, that I don't understand. I would think if you're running for office, you would want people to vote, right? And you want them to vote for you. If you don't want people to vote, does that
who
bother?
Are you, a Republican or a Democrat?
Yeah, well, I'm a Democrat.
You want everybody to vote. Republicans don't want everybody to vote because nobody wants to vote for them anymore.
I've never understood. Explain to me why these stupid fucking maggots don't see that. Like, their candidate doesn't want people to vote, but they vote for them and want to support them. Doesn't that bother the dumb maggots? Your candidate doesn't want people to vote, you dumb maggot. Don't
no.
Are you sure that
doesn't bother them?
How do they sleep at night with all the meth? How do they sleep at night?
Oh, well, you know. The... what time is it here? We got some time, a little bit of time left. Yeah, this Paul Ingracia guy, just what an asshole. Laura Loomer is his investigative reporter.
Do you know who Laura Loomer is? Are you familiar with this person? My God. Loomer said it.
And there they are again with this birther bullshit.
No, they love it. They love it. It's racism. It's racism. That is the touchstone of that party. Racism or sexism. Always back to that thing.
Pennsylvania is one of the most blatant ones in history. When you have more votes than voters, and it says you cannot certify an election, even if you have one more vote than voters, They had 250,000 more votes than voters.
This is a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Dear Jesus, I will say with this clip, you're testing my atheism because, boy, I love this one. Votes, voters.
Votes, votes.
This is great. If you were in a play that takes place in Minnesota, listen to this guy, right?
Million more votes than voters. So, Brad, why don't you take it away, and I'll comment as we go.
All right, let's go to Pennsylvania. Here we go. Pennsylvania was called by 80,055 votes. We remember Wisconsin was just a little over 20,000. We saw all kinds of problems there. It would have wiped away that lead, so-called.
Like this what?
Well, they counted all those black people votes in Milwaukee, yeah. Ryan.
That problem. I forgot. Mike Lindell just had the nerve to say he's going to comment as he goes along.
Yeah.
No shit.
Go ahead.
No
80,555. Months after the election, there was 121,240 more votes than voters. That's one of Mike's favorite talking points about Pennsylvania. More votes than voters.
Absolutely.
Which by law, more they're not supposed to certify the election, are they?
Yeah, more votes than voters. I mean, you can't make this up, and they've done it in the last two elections, too. It just doesn't end there in Pennsylvania. I mean, you guys, what this are, these are phantom voters. These are names.
It's all been debunked. This is all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
I think Mike Lindell just is. I honestly think you just let him go, and he says the same shit.
Right.
Votes, voters. Yeah.
Votes and voters.
He just doesn't disappoint. And that book that my mom got you for Christmas.
Yeah.
But it's a hologram. What is the name of the book? I forget, but it's got the
Who Would Have Thought or something or
the cover of the book is a hologram. And if you hold it one way, it's happy Mike Lindell. And another way, it's kind of
it's his mugshot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, we've got,
I mean, I really have to say, I don't know. It's a close one between who's been more outrageous during all this Trump shit, Rudy or Lindell. I don't know. I mean, I'm going with Rudy, I think, but geez, it's not easy. That's a tough decision.
Yeah. Rudy.
Well, I mean,
Rudy with the farting and the hair dripping down the side of his face and the
I mean, Mike Lindell can maybe. I'm saying this, and I'm not sure, but I think if you said, Mike, can you walk down the street and not look like a lunatic? I think he might be able to make it a little ways. Now, Rudy is so drunk, and he's running around with the Viagra, and he's touching people, he's screaming about their tits. He's out of his mind. I don't think he can. I don't think Rudy can hold it together.
But whatever you do, don't call Mike Lindell's pillows lumpy.
No, you ask.
Okay, and I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay.
Oh, shit.
When you say lumpy pillows, now you're an a-hole. You got that?
Oh, they bleep this.
God,
you know.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
People and their fucking, like, children. Get your children off of X.
You know, I think what happened is
not everything has to be fucking family friendly.
Oh, I know,
God damn.
And this shouldn't be. I mean, we should hear every word this lunatic says. Everybody has forgotten that Mike Lindell, during a pandemic, when people were fucking dying, President Trump thought that it would be a great idea to have this guy waddle out there and tell America to drink oleander. What was it?
It was oleander, something.
Poison. Something that's not good for you, right? Isn't oleander the flower poisonous?
Maybe.
God.
Okay, and I'm not asking about the
uncensored
lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay? When you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole.
There we
you
go.
Got that? You're an asshole Mike is what you are.
Mike
no,
trying.
He's an asshole.
No,
he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass.
That's right. That song, they released that song. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. God damn,
God.
That's good. That's good. My mom voted for Rudy. She thinks Rudy's better than Mike.
Rudy is better. Well, better in what way?
I don't know. It's
more entertaining, do you mean? What are the criteria?
Well, then I would have to go with Rudy then, I guess. If someone
Who
said,
would you leave your dog with?
No, I Well, first,
I think Lindell.
First,
easy.
I might get a MyPillow and hold it over his face, and then leave the
dog. I think Lindell would be the easy choice there.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't trust Rudy with an animal. I think.
Yeah, yeah. You can't. No, no.
He's all busy, drunk all the time.
He doesn't know anything.
A couple minutes left here in right. our show.
Yeah.
Why is Nick Saban trending?
He maybe got coach of the year, but I don't know.
Oh, he's officially retired.
Oh, good. He'll run for governor of Alabama to upset Kay Ivey.
Kay Ivey?
Yeah, no. If Nick Saban decided, hey, I am going to run for office, he would win. He would win. And the evidence of Tommy Tuberville won. I mean, my God.
This is from the good news.
Yes,
I guess.
Okay.
From regarding my beloved home state of Illinois. And good scrotal news.
Scrotus? Oh, what happened?
The U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a second Illinois case that was challenging the state's ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Oh, shit.
Which took effect January 1st.
Well,
which means the ban
yes.
can stay in effect.
Wow.
Decatur Republican State Rep Dan Calkins. Decatur's lovely.
Where is that? Decatur's
Decatur, Illinois? It's south.
Like Bloomington or some shit.
West of.
Let me help you. It's near a corn maze or some shit like that.
So this representative, state rep.
Yes.
Yeah, it's down in the center, like south of, Bloomington.
Okay.
East of Springfield. He appealed last summer's ruling by the Illinois Supreme Court upholding the prohibition on handguns and rifles of the type used in the 2022 Highland Park Independence Day parade shooting that killed 7 and injured more than 30. Under the ban, no one may possess or manufacture nearly 200 types of the firearms or accompanying high-capacity magazines, and those who already own such guns are required to register them
yes.
with the Illinois State Police. They're not taking them away, but they have to register them if you already have one.
Which I guess is good. But my thing is like, oh, I just got shot. I hope this gun was registered.
This asshole Republican and his co-plaintiffs, a Decatur pawnbroker and individual gun owners from the area, wanted the U.S. Supreme Court to review their claim that two state court justices, by their participation in the opinion, violated the 14th Amendment. What? They said Justices Elizabeth Rockford and Mary Kay O'Brien should have recused themselves
no!
because they accepted campaign contributions from advocates of gun restrictions.
No, go fuck yourself.
So, but I'm sure the conservative justices
yes.
received campaign contributions from advocates of no gun restrictions.
Didn't
so,
they-
You know,
this bullshit was tried in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They wanted the judge to recuse themselves because the judge had a history of being
Protasewicz from
being pro choice, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Supreme Court judge she said gerrymandering was bullshit the way it was gerrymandered.
Oh, yeah. So then she has to recuse herself on the gerrymandering
right.
vote.
And
oh.
she told them to fuck themselves, and she yes. voted the right way, and it's a 4-3 majority now. And now Wisconsin may actually get some decent districts instead of these ridiculous cum-stain-shaped yeah. districts that the Republicans draw.
I'm confused because people are saying what Illinois is doing, like you can't do that. Like you could never do that. Like you can't get existing gun owners to register their shit. You can't have gun control, but Illinois is doing it.
Right. And I think we did the story recently too. There was another one from California that the SCOTUS didn't yeah. pick up that allowed an automatic weapon ban there.
And people want it.
Yeah.
They want it. The people fucking want it. All I'm saying is if they can do it in Illinois, why can't we do that in Florida? Why can't we do it in Florida? Or Alabama, or Mississippi, right. or Arkansas or Oklahoma or Texas.
This is the,
we're going all the way to Utah. Ah!
This is the second case that the SCOTUS didn't pick up about the ban in Illinois. It was an emergency appeal before the January 1st take effect.
Yes.
Some gun owner lunatics had filed an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Previously, a 3-judge panel, 7th District U.S. Court of Appeals, voted in favor of the law, refusing a request by gun rights groups to block it. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld it in a 4-3 decision. And then SCOTUS refused to pick it up, therefore leaving the Illinois Supreme Court's decision also to not.
Now, the reason that you didn't read the part where the reason they didn't pick it up is because Clarence Thomas, Alito, and a bunch of them, they already had vacation scheduled with Harlan What's-His-Face, and they're like, listen.
The Protect Illinois Community Act bans dozens of specific brands or types of rifles and handguns, including the popular AR-15.
There you go.
Bans 50 caliber guns, attachments, and rapid firing devices. No rifle will be allowed to accommodate more than 10 rounds with a 15 round limit for handguns.
Oh, good. Well, that's great. Fuck off. Fuck this. Okay. You can shoot me 10 times. All right. With a long gun and then reload. But if you've got a handgun, I can take 15 bullets. Why is there a difference?
You want single loaders?
But really, man, where is the rationale between that? That fascinates me. Why is it okay? I can be shot 10 times with a long gun.
Or 10 people can be shot.
Yeah, but why?
But 11's way out.
Why not make it 7 or make it lower? Why not make the number lower?
We got to get out of here. We'll be back on Faithless Friday, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a commish. See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and at RatedRComedy.com.
All the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great day, evening, couple of days, and we'll hit you up again on Friday.
Nice!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.